This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here at South Point at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, where we are for the next, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Good morning. Today, December 7th. And before we go too much further, I just want to remind everybody that there's going to be a ceremony at the county courthouse at the Pearl Harbor Monument there today at 10 o'clock. And just if you can make it there today, it would be it's to remember those who fell at Pearl Harbor. Today, though, is, like I said, the 7th of December. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, and Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. We're going to give you a quick update here with the Redding weather, even though we're in Las Vegas. Steady rain this morning with showers continuing this afternoon with a high of 52. Chance of rain about 80%, 37 overnight. Now, I'm just going to do this today with the wind day for with the weather today because we have a lot to cover this morning. And, again, we are broadcasting live in Las Vegas. And we are here for the National Finals Rodeo. We've got just a fantastic guest with us. We've had a tragedy here, and we couldn't be in better company with, you know, our Cowboys of America around us as we move forward one step at a time. Our prayers go out to the families and for all of those, all of our hearts and our souls that have been affected by this tragedy. With this shooting and the rodeo has been canceled for opening night, but today we have a very special guest with us this morning. First to kick off.
Yeah, we have with us the man, Tom Glaus, who is the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. It's been a year since we've had an opportunity to sit down and visit, so good to see both of you again.
It's great to see you, sir. Something that's never happened before occurred yesterday. What Linda was talking about, there was a shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. Three were killed, or four were killed, including the shooter, and that's had a dramatic impact on the rodeo.
Very, very tragic event, and first and foremost, our hearts are broken. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to the victims, the families, every one of the students and their families impacted by this situation, and the first responders. There was a very quick professional response to this incident, and we have to be thankful for our first responders and how they reacted to this tragedy. But my heart aches for the victims.
It's a it's unfortunate that this seems to be something that happens on a regular basis throughout the United States. 6 years ago here in Las Vegas, they had that horrible shooting at that concert where 60 people were killed and I don't know how many hundred wounded. But you're right, the first responders were there, met the shooter, who seems to be a disgruntled gentleman that was trying to find a, was a professor and had applied for a job at university and been turned down. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what's been released.
Unfortunately, the incident that unfolded yesterday was beyond our control.
Right.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make it any less impactful, but, you know, how we respond is within our control, and we have to look forward. These are unfortunate, untimely incidents, but, you know, I was so glad to hear you mention this morning, Carl. It is Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah,
it is.
And there was a lot of tragedy at Pearl Harbor. We lost a lot of U.S. soldiers.
Suddenly. Unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly, you know, and that's really the definition of a tragedy. It's unexpected, it's quick, and the real question is, for all tragedies, are they preventable? And I think that's where our focus really has to be. But, you know, thank you, especially on this day, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, to all of our military folks, past, present, and future, that are serving to keep us safe here in the United States.
And, you know, and we can't forget that even though there's no, quote, combat going on right now, we just lost 8 airmen in Japan when the Osprey went down and killed 8 people. They're still searching for them. So you're absolutely right, Tom. We owe a whole lot to our military, our veterans, and like you said, those who are going to be serving. And we know so many that whose children are serving right now. You've been with the PRCA for over 35 years now.
I'm really a newcomer. I haven't been with the PRCA for quite 5 years. I started as Chief Operating Officer and Director of Rodeo Admin in May of 2019. I've been a cardholder for probably 35.
Oh, that's what I meant. You've been associated with that because you're
a cardholder.
You're a rough stock guy.
You've had your foot in the game somehow, or toe.
Only been on the payroll for about 5 years, but I did ride saddle bronc back in the day and also team roped a little bit.
Well, the you know, you gave the state of the PRCA the other day on Monday, and please share with people about this, because it's good news.
You know, we're in a very, very good place with the PRCA. Mindful of the tragedy yesterday, but overall our organization is great shape. We're moving in the right direction. The Western sports industry continues to grow. We continue to create new fans along the way. And, you know, there's been a lot of things aligned for us to be where we are today. Taylor Sheridan has created some of the most watched series with Yellowstone 1883. We were fortunate to be able to sign our first media deal with RMG and RFD TV, Mr. Patrick Gotch. And all of those have set the foundation for where we are today with the positive growth.
And Taylor Sheridan was the guest speaker last year at our convention, and that he was fantastic, and has so many events and keeps writing prolifically, and it was interesting to hear about how his horses that he's ranched through the years are in many of the productions.
Yeah, you know, we're very thankful to Taylor for what he has done for the Western industry, the growth that he has promoted within all aspects of the Western industry. But, you know, when I think about Taylor and I think about him being the keynote speaker last year, what really comes across to me, and I think why the crowd was able to relate to Taylor, was he is authentic. And I talked to Taylor last night. He called me to offer me his support. And, you know, from that, I've created a great friendship with Taylor, and also a confidant that I can call on and we can have conversation and figure out how we do move forward. So I respect him the utmost.
And we're here with Tom Glaus, who is the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Of course, we're here at the Wranglers National Finals Rodeo, a 10-day event that brings in the very best of the cowboys, the cowgirls, the competitors here in all aspects of rodeo. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort Casino and Hotel, who have opened up their latest clinic, their wellness clinic, and have three other clinics that they've opened up in Northern California, two in Shasta County and one up in Trinity County. They have been helping our community for decades.
And remember, opening night of rodeo will be Native American Night, which is sponsored by Redding Rancheria, and our tickets go on sale December 13th
for the Redding Rodeo,
for the 2024 Redding Rodeo. So get out there and get your tickets. Great Christmas presents as well. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. And I'll be an old troubadour.
The South Point Hotel in Las Vegas. We're here for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
Shout out to our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor. Best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. Remember, you can party at the rodeo, enjoy the rodeo at night, and party on the lake in the daytime, and enjoy beautiful Lake Shasta. Still on off-season rates in May during rodeo week.
Our guest is Tom Glaus, a Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association CEO, who took very valuable time to come down and see us today, sir, and we truly appreciate it. Of course, last night at the shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, has had an impact.
Okay, he's got it. Time out. That's
and,
all right.
And I'll just talk a little bit.
Yeah, thank you so much.
He's gone. All right. Okay. Well, he may be gone.
What happened? Things are unfolding.
Yes, things are unfolding as during the show. And what happened yesterday, there was a shooting on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Three innocent people killed. The shooter was killed by very quick response from the first responders from the university security team. But what that did is the first night's performance of the National Finals Rodeo was to be tonight, and that was canceled in the sense of the tragedy that happened. Baron Browning, of course, is with us, our local guy, Baron Browning, but he's also one of the directors of the Redding Rodeo Association. So,
thanks for having me.
Oh, no. Well, thanks for coming down.
First of all, from the Redding Rodeo Association, our hearts go out to all the victims and those that are affected by this tragedy that unfolded yesterday.
Their families. And, I mean, they were evacuating the buildings. I heard from this one. I was watching the news, of course. And one student said, he says, you know, we were scared. And then all this, you know, then the police were everywhere. And he says, I felt really like we were protected. That, you know, they were moving us out everywhere I looked. There were police, there were helicopters in the sky. And so, I mean, they reacted quickly. And this was campus police.
Correct.
And these aren't your, you know, campus police of the 60s. You know, these guys are fully armed and ready to rock.
Well, it's clear they've done a lot of training.
And they did. They've done a lot of training, especially after that big shooting they had here 6 years ago.
And you know, Baron, you are one of the gigs that you have, and you do so well as you, in your emergency response team. That's one of the things that you do. So, you know, it's amazing to see the professionalism of what's happening here coming together. And as this is unfolding, even as we speak right now with the head guy taking calls to figure out where we go next.
Right. They're in a state of emergency. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of facts are being thrown out there.
Yeah.
A lot of comments being made, yet they held their composure, did their job, and did it with compassion for those that are still trapped within those buildings. And so you got to give them a lot of credit, and that's a ton of training and a ton of man hours that they put in that training. And frankly, in my opinion, they did a fabulous job.
I think they did. And so now with the PRCA, what they're doing is, okay, you know, in honor of these people and what happened yesterday, we're canceling the first performance, which was tonight. And now this is a lot of moving parts, my friends. When you have 17,000 people that were going to show up tonight, all the contestants, all the animals, TV, all of you can imagine the moving parts on this thing.
And, right. And let's be clear, as we talked about earlier, our own contestants were trapped in there because they were there practicing.
They were down practicing for the grand entry, right. And then things started shutting down. And this one young competitor said,
yes.
He said, then here came security in, and they told us they were evacuating us. So they had to evacuate probably 100-something competitors, cowboys, and their animals.
Right.
That were down there
and get them to a safe location.
Get them to a safer location. Yeah. And then, so now they're making the decision on how we're going to move forward.
Right.
I imagine that tomorrow's performance is going to go on anyway.
Right.
But is tonight's performance just, you know, that's what they're figuring out, what right. they're going to do. So.
And I liked what he said when we were off air, that there will be a collective decision and the right decision for everybody.
Yeah, and he's been on the phone since he got here. And frankly, my hat goes off to this gentleman for being here this morning. I didn't figure there was any way he was going to be here.
I mean,
with all this stuff going on, but he showed up. So we were able to get him on and get some statements from him. I don't know if he's left or if he's...
He's over here. So why we got you, let me see if I get this microphone a little bit better here. Why we have you here, Baron, what would you say for this week so far, because we've been here since Monday, some of the takeaways that haven't been enlightened with?
First of all, the PRCA puts on a fabulous convention with all these, you know, not only guest speakers, which is, you know, inspiring and cool, and Cody Johnson yesterday was just amazing, you know, his life story of, you know, coming up from nothing and struggling and figuring out what he's going to be when he grows up, and yet he's doing all that with his family, right? So that's truly inspiring of how he got here. And you can tell just by how he acts and how he talks and what he does, that he's still a humble guy, that treats life just like when he was dirt poor. So you just got to love that. But there's all these breakout sessions for us as the rodeo associations across the U.S. That we get to go to and learn about what the PRCA is doing, how to run a successful rodeo. And I love all of those sessions. And if you could go to all of them, you would. But unfortunately, you only get one an hour, right?
Right. So, it's only so much time.
Right. And you got to go to the ones in the portion that you're really taking care of, which in my part is finance. And so you're sitting in these tax meetings and so,
right.
So, you know, it's not exactly thrilling, but super necessary to run a, organization. And
yeah.
In fact, with all of them, we're all volunteers.
Right.
That's a nonprofit.
Right. And so there was also a breakout sessions for, the media, as well as I would have loved about the legalities of what's happening with our animals today.
I attended that one yesterday, and what an excellent meeting, and they did a great job. And as I stated yesterday, there was a lot of rumors flying around what L.A. did, and actually L.A. just nixed the ban for now.
Okay.
And what will happen is it will go back to the drawing board of the city attorney. And then he'll bring something forward at some time. The guess is it probably won't happen in this next election cycle.
Okay, yeah.
Because there was one gentleman that was very staunch about, no, we're going to do this. We're going to ban the rodeos. But there were several others that clearly up for election next year that said, no, we're not. And so it actually just got tabled for now, which is what happened the last time.
Well, you know what? There's still people out there that want, because they don't like rodeo, want nobody else to be able to go to rodeo.
And let's be clear.
Yeah.
Those animals are very well taken care of. Very well taken care of.
Yesterday we had on the one-armed bandit at 8 o'clock, and to hear his stories with his buffaloes, with his horses, with his zebra, with his long steer, he says, they're my best friends.
Right.
They eat first.
What people don't realize is, the injury rate is 0.09.
Wow. Yeah.
0.09.
Our injury rate.
We've had in most of our companies across the U.S.
Yeah. Our injury rate for our horse is 100%. So, but people, and then you hear people say, you know, oh, they put these straps around their genitals. Well, they don't. And how would you explain mares bucking then? I mean,
right.
You're not, I mean, there's a lot of mares out there bucking. It's because there's an ignorance there, and people are so easily, as we know, led by people saying things that are just totally untrue.
Right.
So, and you're right. The you know, those animals are worth tens of thousands of dollars. And
it's
some of
more,
them,
correct.
And some of them are worth hundreds of thousands
right.
of dollars. So they take pretty good care of them.
And why we are here at South Point, which is an amazing property, we had the great privilege on Monday to take a tour. And I don't think people understand that downstairs there are two arenas, and there's the largest cutting competition
cutting
here.
Horse.
But downstairs, there's one arena that houses 900 horses and another arena that houses 1,200. And so when you think about all the moving parts where the trucks come in, and if you have three horses, you get five stalls, two for tack. And we were down there, and you could eat off the floor. I mean, their stalls were cleaner than some restaurants.
Right.
Just FYI. It was amazing, and the person that owns this casino, we've not met him, but the interesting thing about what this experience has meant for me is that just from our server yesterday who's worked for him for night, they all call him Michael. This is a non-union
Everybody calls him Michael here. It's the
non-union.
Owner of this hotel.
She's been here for 18 years. She was with the property before then. And the guy who showed us around that helped us set up the media, he is the one who took us on the tour. It's like there's this family feeling. You don't see this. This is the cowboy way, but you don't see this in corporate America. And that is my great takeaway, is that you feel the cowboy energy of respect and integrity on this property.
Which, by the way, it was Cody Johnson. When he spoke yesterday now, Cody Johnson is a world-famous singer. He, as he said.
And a roper.
And a roper now, an international and an international
roper.
Champion. He broke down in Australia while he was playing a gig down there, and he won a buckle. And he calls the number one team roper in PRCA and says, "Hey, you may be world champion, but I'm an international champion."
That's right.
So, but one of the things that he pushed home was the love of America, the love of our nation, and the hardworking people that
well,
are
the Western
out there.
Way of life, right? Is,
the Western way
is integrity,
of life.
Right?
And that's yeah. Take a break. We are here again at South Point. We're broadcasting live. It's the National Finals Rodeo.
65th annual.
Absolutely. And we want to do a shout-out to a Bronco sponsor, which is Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only hospital in the Reading area to be awarded the Grade A of all hospitals rated in the North State. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino and Hotel, who are the sponsors, of course, of the Native American Night at the Reading Rodeo. It starts off the whole Reading Rodeo and started last year and was a huge success. Also, they have their Stillwater Powwow out there at the Reading Rodeo grounds, which is another really great event for our area there. And we like to give a big shout out to Reading Rancheria
right.
for the things they've done for our community, including establishing three clinics for the residents of Shasta County and Trinity County. Our guest is Tom Glaus, who is the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And we discussed in the first segment all the things that are going on and how our hearts are going out to the victims of yesterday's shooting and the results of that. But I would be remiss if we didn't talk about the fact that the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association has played a big part in America. And I think the growth of this, as you were speaking of Taylor Sheridan, of the cowboy way.
You know, they've always said that rodeo is America's number one sport. It is a sport born of cowboy skills, and it has blossomed as we've watched over the years. And we're in a really, really positive position right now. Our membership is up. We've recovered from COVID. Our entries are up. Our attendance is up. Our added money in 2023 was up over $4 million. Our total payout for the year was up over 13%. We will pay out nearly $75 million across all professional rodeos after the National Finals Rodeo. And I quite often talk about the circle of life, and you know, it would be great if we could always just start with more added money, but wherever you pick as a starting point on the circle, it is endless and it feeds each other. So with added money, comes more cowboys, more entries, higher level of competition, which in turn means more attendance, more fans, and that means more exposure to our sponsors. And so as our sponsors get more exposure, they're willing to put more money into the support. So it's a continuous circle of life in rodeo, as I call it, that each of them feeds off of the other one. And right now we are on a very good path. We're on a very good trajectory. We're on very stable financial grounds. We will end the year with record revenue of about little over $43 million. We're budgeting over $45 million in revenue next year. And it's just an incredible time to be a part of this great sport.
And the sport reaches out to not only, I mean, it's such a traditional sport. I mean, this is America's sport. And it's become a tradition for families to go to rodeos. Where you'll have three, four, five generations of families that will be attending rodeos in their hometown or their, you know, the area around there. And it's still here and it's still strong. And one of the things we heard from Cody Johnson yesterday was, you know, you have to live it in the sense of you don't ever want to bring anything bad. You know, you got to watch what you say, you know, especially, you know, the younger competitors are on the social networks.
Children are watching.
Yeah, children are watching. And you've got to, you know, you got to uphold that image. And the PRCA has done that.
Shout out to Cody Johnson for being our keynote speaker.
Wow, I tell you.
It was awesome and phenomenal that he would share his time with our audience, and he was very well received, but he had a great message, and you know, he provoked some thought for all of us. You know, how are we more inclusive, that we welcome in new fans, that they feel a part of it, that they want to wear the Michael Jordan jerseys,
right?
And
yeah,
the Air Jordans. And you know, I thought he was very positive of where he sees the sport growing and what we need to do to grow the sport. So I can't thank him enough. It was really a pleasure to meet him and his wife, and you know, they're really genuine, down to earth people, and you know, he walks the walk.
He does. And he said, I get in front of 100,000 people. He says, I'm more nervous talking to this group than I ever am about standing in front of a big audience. He says, because you're real, you know.
And, Tom, we thank you. We know you're very busy in meetings this morning. And what we appreciate is your leadership. At a time like now, people need to have reasonable, calm leadership, and we feel that with this organization. And so we thank you for taking your time this morning to be with us here at KCNR as we're broadcasting live. It's
well,
really
it
made,
special.
It's made my whole trip. I just have to let you know.
Thank you, Carl and Linda. I appreciate you inviting me on to be a part of the show, and I look forward to spending more time with you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, and just let me reiterate what Linda said. You know, the PRCA is in good hands, and to have this thing happen and see how you all are handling all of this, I mean, calm, collected. You know, it's good to see that.
Hey, and again, prayers and honors to the families and all of those that have been affected by this tragedy. Let's take an early break.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us. Tom
Lyles,
CEO of PRCA.
Vegas.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey! that justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you've gotta draw a hard line. When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all be back at the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles, along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
And now, back to our show. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, and we're here for the Wranglers National Finals Rodeo this week. It's a lot of excitement happening down here, a lot of changes in the last 24 hours. But good morning, everybody. Today, December 7th, 8:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. December 7th, there is going to be a ceremony commemorating, Pearl Harbor at the county courthouse today at 10 o'clock. And if you please be there at the Pearl Harbor, memorial right there at the monument, that's going to happen. Over the years, our Pearl Harbor survivors have kind of, passed away, but their families and other people are there. So please try and make it there today.
We'll remember.
Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. You know, in the Reading area, I'm going to read this for you. It's 52 degrees, rain showers early today, becoming more intermittent for the afternoon. Looks like tonight's going to be around 37 degrees, Friday 57, partly cloudy once again, Saturday 61 and Sunday 59. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. But we do, as we are doing our live broadcast here, we do want to thank our title sponsor, which is Wind River Resort and Casino and Hotel, as well as Reading Rancheria. And remember, Wednesday night, opening night, is Native American night. Lots to talk about with them.
At the Reading Rodeo.
At the Reading Rodeo, absolutely. And what we're doing here is we're broadcasting live. We're at the National Finals Rodeo and the convention before it kicks off tonight. Well, obviously, tonight was opening night. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this, all of the breakout, for those people who just might be tuning in now,
right,
about where's the state of affairs in rodeo and what's happening?
Well, we had yesterday, as most people know, there was a shooting on the University of Nevada Las Vegas campus. Three innocent people were killed, and the shooter himself was shot and killed by the campus police. But this has had a reverberation throughout everything around here in Las Vegas, including the fact that tonight's performance, the opening performance of the national finals, was postponed. And Tom Glaus, who is the CEO of the PRCA, was with us earlier this morning, and he's a very busy man. But we got another busy man with us, too, from the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and that's Steve Knowles, who is director of Rodeo Administration.
Rodeo Administration,
yeah.
Correct, Carl.
So,
all right, so what does that mean?
It means I'm kind of the day-to-day operations. I handle all rodeo-related projects and, anything to do with committees, stock contractors, contestants, that's under my umbrella.
Well, this, this tells me the type of leadership that the PRCA has. I mean, this was something that's never happened before. There's 1,000 things, that have to be done because of the postponement. And Tom and Steve, one and two men of the PRCA, still took time to come down and see us.
Sure. We agreed to be here. We would not show up if it's at all possible. We're always available.
That's the cowboy way, right? Your word is your bond.
It is. And, we're dealing with this. We really don't know where we're at. This is a tragedy, in people's lives or families. You know, we do realize rodeo is secondary to what's really happening here. Mm-hmm. And we want to support the community, the students, the families as much as we can. And it just wasn't possible to have that event tonight. So we really had no option but to postpone it.
And it is postponed.
Well,
we don't know yet.
We do have a meeting this morning with Las Vegas to decide whether postponement, cancellation. I'm not sure the correct term.
And I hear
both sides, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just the one night.
As of now, it's just one performance. We're almost 100% sure we'll be back on Friday night.
Okay.
You know, but anything can happen when you're dealing with colleges, you know, campuses and
emotions.
Let's say that Thomas and Mack
is
on. Where the national finals rodeos are being held is on UNLV. It's UNLV. So it's on the campus.
Correct. I mean, there's a lot of heads, you know, leadership in charge of this event, the facility. You know, it's just not us and the city. There's a lot of other stakeholders in this game here. And, you know, we want to get it going. We really do. But we really want to be
respectful
to people. And they, my understanding, the Thomas and Mack was used yesterday for I don't know the correct word, but they were putting families back with their children.
Yeah, they were reuniting.
Reuniting.
And they were doing it in a couple of places. And what we saw was the practice was going on for the grand entry.
It is. And today, you know, I think they kind of shut them down yesterday.
They did that.
Today
yesterday.
We're back in practice mode.
Okay.
They're there this morning. They'll be there off and on all day practicing. We did get permission to do that.
Well, can you imagine? Everybody was there, so you figure all the cowboys were there and all the horses were there, and they said everything shut down, and they moved everybody to a secure location.
Sure. Right.
Horses and cowboys.
Yeah. And you know, this is almost like the COVID era. We don't really know what's happening.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And
it's
nothing
unfolding.
Surprises
is it unfolding? So how did you let's just talk a little bit about your history and what brought you into this position. Let's go into the life of Steve.
Yep. I'm a Florida native. I was a very mediocre bull rider in my time. I ended up being a pro official and judging rodeos for 20 years. I judged the national finals for 20 years plus. Then some opportunities came, and Tom Glaus took the CEO job, and he baited me into this position.
brought you along.
I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. You know, we've faced a lot of adversity this year alone with IT data breaches and,
oh man,
and you know, all this. It's been crazy.
Yeah. PRCA is just like everybody else. It's a big business, and somebody came in and,
put a lock. And it happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, with MGM properties and
everybody's getting happy.
Yeah. So I'm kind of feeling pretty good to be in the category of MGM, you know, that probably has hundreds of thousands of employees or whatever. But yeah, we were in some serious trouble there. We got out of it, still digging out of it, but we're just waiting for that year when we don't really have to face any of this. Maybe next year's the year.
You know, well, we always say that next year is going to be the best year. Well, but for the PRCA, this has been a good year.
It's, you know, our best financially year for us contestants, everybody. You know, and sometimes you find out your strengths when adversity hits. I think that's when you see true leaders step up.
I believe that.
And I think it did show some weaknesses, but it also showed our strengths. We have a great staff.
Well, that's obvious. You know, again, I am just, you know, I can't take my hat off enough the fact that you all have, I mean, this is a earth mover change that happened yesterday.
It is. Yes.
And here's the leadership of the PRCA who said they were going to be on our show, and they're still showing up. So we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you
this
by?
This portion of the show is brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, and that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We are uniquely positioned, founded a physician-led organization that allows doctors and clinicians to direct every healthcare at every level. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
On the road again, like a man to get this, we go down the highway. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Christmas in the Holy Land. A Christmas Eve service at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, one of the few observances held as usual this year. It has been unusually somber in the Holy Land as the Israel-Hamas war looms large and shows no signs of winding down. An Israeli airstrike in Gaza has killed more than 100 people, while the number of Israeli soldiers killed in combat over the weekend rose to at least 17.
Israeli troops launch rockets at central Gaza, including the Al-Maghazi refugee camp. Associated Press journalists were outside a hospital as Palestinians cry and yell while carrying the dead, including a baby. Early hospital figures list 7 dead children. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last week the war would continue until Hamas is eliminated. Meanwhile, Egypt is proposing an end to the war with a ceasefire, a phased hostage release, and the creation of a Palestinian government of experts which would administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank, according to a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat. I'm Julie Walker.
A high-profile imprisoned foe of Russian President Vladimir Putin, Alexei Navalny, has reportedly been sent to a remote penal colony above the Arctic Circle. Supporters of Navalny lost contact with him several weeks ago, one of them suggesting that Navalny is now about as far from civilization as one can get. Navalny, serving 19 years on extremism charges, survived at least one poisoning attempt. Quiet day on Wall Street. The financial markets closed for Christmas. Back to business as usual tomorrow for Wall Street. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley, Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State, buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
In Beijing, the BBC's Michael Bristow says that Christmas Day in communist China looks a lot like any other day.
Chinese companies make many of the world's Christmas toys and decorations, but it's not widely celebrated there as a festival. In China, Christmas Day is a working day, but there are millions of Chinese Christians for whom this is an important time, and the Communist Party's chief theorist has reminded them that religious rites have to abide by Chinese law and fit in with the country's traditions. China's leader Xi Jinping wants to make all religions more Chinese, wherever they came from.
Beijing recorded the most hours of sub-freezing temperatures in December in more than 7 decades of record-keeping. As a cold wave has enveloped northern and central areas of China, bringing snowstorms and record-breaking temperatures. Parts of northern and central China have shivered under frigid cold snaps this month. News and analysis, townhall.com. You may not know his name, but you're probably familiar with some of his work. Veteran actor Mike Nussbaum has died following a long and fruitful career.
Nussbaum had a prolific stage career and roles in films including Field of Dreams and Men in Black. He died Saturday, just a few days shy of birthday number 100. Nussbaum was acknowledged by the Actors' Equity Association Union on several occasions in the past few years as the oldest professional actor in the country. Jason Walker reporting.
Americans are expected to spend nearly $30 billion on gift cards this holiday. According to the National Retail Federation, most will be redeemed, but many gift cards end up forgotten or unused. In a July survey, Bankrate found that 47% of U.S. adults had at least one unused gift card worth an average of $187. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, and we're here for the Wranglers National Finals Rodeo this week. It's a lot of excitement happening down here, a lot of changes in the last 24 hours. But good morning, everybody. Today, December 7th, 8:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. December 7th, there is going to be a ceremony commemorating, Pearl Harbor at the county courthouse today at 10 o'clock. And if you please be there at the Pearl Harbor, memorial right there at the monument, that's going to happen. Over the years, our Pearl Harbor survivors have kind of, passed away, but their families and other people are there. So please try and make it there today.
We'll remember.
Yeah, Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. You know, in the Reading area, I'm going to read this for you. It's 52 degrees, rain showers early today, becoming more intermittent for the afternoon. Looks like tonight's going to be around 37 degrees, Friday 57, partly cloudy once again, Saturday 61 and Sunday 59. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. But we do, as we are doing our live broadcast here, we do want to thank our title sponsor, which is Wind River Resort and Casino and Hotel, as well as Reading Rancheria. And remember, Wednesday night, opening night, is Native American night. Lots to talk about with them.
At the Reading Rodeo,
absolutely. And what we're doing here is we're broadcasting live. We're at the National Finals Rodeo and the convention before it kicks off tonight. Well, obviously, tonight was opening night. We'll talk about that in a minute. But for those people who just might be tuning in now,
right,
about where's the state of affairs in rodeo and what's happening?
Well, we had yesterday, as most people know, there was a shooting on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. Three innocent people were killed, and the shooter himself was shot and killed by the campus police. But this has had a reverberation throughout everything around here in Las Vegas, including the fact that tonight's performance, the opening performance of the national finals, was postponed. And Tom Glaus, who is the CEO of the PRCA, was with us earlier this morning, and he's a very busy man, but we got another busy man with us, too, from the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and that's Steve Knowles, who is Director of Rodeo Administration.
Rodeo Administration,
yeah.
Correct, Carl.
So,
all right, so what does that mean?
It means I'm kind of the day-to-day operations. I handle all rodeo-related projects and, anything to do with committees, stock contractors, contestants, that's under my umbrella.
Well, this, this tells me the type of leadership that the PRCA has. I mean, this was something that's never happened before. There's 1,000 things, that have to be done because of the postponement. And Tom and Steve, one and two men of the PRCA, still took time to come down and see us.
Sure. We agreed to be here. We would not show up if it's at all possible. We're always available.
That's the cowboy way, right? Your word is your bond.
It is. And, we're dealing with this. We really don't know where we're at. This is a tragedy in people's lives or families. We do realize rodeo is secondary to what's really happening here. Mm-hmm. And we want to support the community, the students, the families as much as we can. And it just wasn't possible to have that event tonight. So we really had no option but to postpone it.
And it is postponed.
Well,
or we don't know yet.
We do have a meeting this morning with Las Vegas to decide whether postponement, cancellation. I'm not sure the correct term. And I hear both sides, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just the one night.
As of now, it's just one performance. We're almost 100% sure we'll be back on Friday night.
Okay.
You know, but anything can happen when you're dealing with colleges, you know, campuses and
emotions.
Let's say that Thomas and Mac
is on.
Where the national finals rodeos are being held on the UNLV. It's UNLV. So it's on the campus.
Correct. I mean, there's a lot of heads, you know, leadership in charge of this event, the facility. You know, it's just not us and the city. There's a lot of other stakeholders in this game here. And, you know, we want to get it going. We really do. But we really want to be
respectful
to people. And they, my understanding, the Thomas and Mac was used yesterday for a, I don't know the correct word, but they were putting families back with their children.
Yeah, they were reuniting.
Reuniting.
And they were doing it in a couple of places. And what we saw was the practice was going on for the grand entry.
It is. And today, you know, I think they kind of shut them down yesterday.
They did
that. Today we're back in practice mode.
Okay.
They're there this morning. They'll be there off and on all day practicing. We did get permission to do that.
Well, can you imagine? Everybody was there, so you figure – all the cowboys were there and all the horses were there, and they said everything shut down and they moved everybody to a secure location.
Sure. Right.
Horses and cowboys.
Yeah. And you know, this is almost like the COVID era. We don't really know what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's unfolding.
So how did you, let's just talk a little bit about your history and what brought you into this position. Let's go into the life of Steve.
Yep. I'm a Florida native. I was a very mediocre bull rider in my time. I ended up being a pro official and judging rodeos for 20 years. I judged the national finals for 20 years plus. Then some opportunities came and Tom Glaus took the CEO job and he baited me into this position.
brought you along.
I'm not sure if it's a good thing or bad thing. You know, we've faced a lot of adversity this year alone with IT data breaches and,
oh man,
and you know, all this. It's been crazy.
Yeah. PRCA is just like everybody else. It's a big business and somebody came in and, put a lock on your.
And it happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, with MGM properties and
everybody's getting happy.
Yeah. So I'm kind of feeling pretty good to be in the category of MGM, you know, that probably has hundreds of thousands of employees or whatever. But yeah, we were in some serious trouble there. We got out of it, still digging out of it, but we're just waiting for that year when we don't really have to face any of this. Maybe next year's the year.
You know, well, we always say that next year is going to be the best year. Well, but for the PRCA, this has been a good year.
If you know, our best financially year for us contestants, everybody, you know, and sometimes you find out your strengths when adversity hits. I think that's when you see true leaders step up.
I believe that.
And I think it did show some weaknesses, but it also showed our strengths. We have a great staff.
Well, that's obvious. You know, I can't take my hat off enough the fact that you all have, I mean, this is a earth mover change that happened yesterday.
It is. Yeah.
And here's the leadership of the PRCA who said they were going to be on our show, and they're still showing up. So we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you
this
by?
This portion of the show is brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, and that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We are uniquely physician founded, a physician-led organization that allows doctors and clinicians to direct every healthcare at every level. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
On the road again. We'll be right back. Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Good morning, everybody.
We're at South Point.
Yeah, we're at South Point, and of course, it's the week of the...
No, the next 10 days of the National Finals Rodeo.
Yeah, we've been here for convention.
We got here for the convention, which was absolutely fabulous.
And we're upstairs next to...
It's a real convention.
Well, the story of Miss Rodeo America, did I just say that? That's happening...
It's
this
happening.
Week.
Yeah, they're picking her.
We're in front of the Cent Show. Hey, I want to thank our leadership, some of the people. I want to do shout out to Les and Bonnie Mason. They've helped us so much, as well as Bennett and Kim Gooch and the Bambinos. Those guys have been here to really, you know, kind of help Carl and I through a lot of this. And Bonnie, thanks for bringing coffee this morning. And to our title sponsors, the Redding Rancheria opened the Churn Creek Wellness and Dental Care this week, and the Redding Rancheria employs over 800 people. Thanks for being our title sponsor, Wind River Resort and Casino and Redding Rancheria.
There you go. And we're with Steve Knowles, DRCA's Director of Rodeo Administration, and he's a cowboy. And like you said, the hardest part for his for all the employees there was to figure out, how do I work with this cowboy?
You're exactly right. You know,
I love it.
I come from a ranching
community, family, still ranch a little bit in Florida, still have a place in Florida that I do live in Colorado Springs. My three kids are down in Florida managing not to screw up everything. That's their job. But yeah, when I come there, I've never had an office job. I've never sat at a desk, and all of a sudden they threw me in there and I'm like a lion in a cage, you know. So we did have some transition time where we had to figure out how to work with each other. And I love all my staff, and most of them are still there. You know, we've got along good. I'm not so serious as everybody. You know, if you can't have fun at work, I think you need to get another job.
Oh, absolutely.
And enjoy it. That's the one rule. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, go find something else to do.
I just want to say, Christina, your microphone is on, so whatever you're saying over the microphone in the studio, we can hear you. Okay. I don't know if that's
okay.
Coming over the air or not.
It's okay. She's not saying anything nasty. Steve, do you get out a lot?
I do. I travel probably more than I like. They're short trips. You know, I'm gone for 1 and 2 day trips a lot, where I used to be gone for 2 and 3 weeks at a time. But yes, we travel a lot. The Colorado Springs is way more centrally located than Florida, so my plane rides are a lot less time in the air.
All right.
The thing about rodeo is it's always evolving. It has to always evolve. And we heard Cody Johnson say it the other day, is not be afraid to bring in new ideas. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree 100%. If you keep doing the same thing you've always done, you will fail sooner or later. You know, Cody Johnson, he hit a home run with that message, and it resonates with me, and I hope it resonates with all the rodeo community. And we are slow to change. You know, everybody's historians in our business, and they want it to be like it was back in their day, but that's a great way to fail. You know, times are changing. We're a sporting event. We're entertainment. We have to be willing to evolve, adjust rules. You know, we're in a better place right now with a talent in rodeo than we've ever been in history. And I expect 100 or 10 years from now, we'll be in a better spot. You know, we have a great bunch of athletes coming on. And we need to embrace it and embrace the times that are coming and be willing to change.
So, Steve, I have a question for you, because what I'm feeling this week is just like a kinship and a positivity that comes from not only the leadership, but the competitors as well. Do you think, is that just the cowboy way? I mean, where does that come from?
You know, I think it is the cowboy way, but I just think society is changing, and we're embracing it. You know, we're dealing with kids today that were not grew up in agriculture. You know, some of these bull riders and bareback riders, they come from the city.
And they've never ridden horses.
They've never ridden a horse. They're just great athletes, and they would be good at whatever sport they decide to enter. You know, we've got some real money now. You know, we got a chance for people can make life-changing amounts of money.
Life-changing.
It's a business. You know, it's a business. Look at Stetson Wright, how much he's won.
He's won, like, over $400,000 this year? Did I get that right?
$600,000.
See, I thought it was more than that, but I didn't think it
pushing
was
pushing $700,000. Yeah. He very well
this year
will jump over the $1 million range in 1 year.
In 1 year, and that's just
that's
his
one
winnings.
Of the Wright brothers.
Is that just his winnings, or
no? Yeah, that's winnings only.
That's winnings
I have
only.
No idea what his sponsorship packages are worth.
Well,
and that's the greatest family we.
Oh, isn't it the Wright family? We've been watching them.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, they're good people. And
five or six of them sometimes at the rodeo.
You know, yeah. Grandpa.
Son.
Yep.
They're uncles, brothers, nephews, cousins.
Who knows? You know, it just goes on forever. But they're here to stay.
Oh, yeah.
They're a dominating family.
And then you get, you know, Rocker Steiner, who just hit the stage and that bareback. And he's just kind of like set the bareback world on fire.
You know, and here's what I say about Rocker. He made bareback riding cool.
Yeah.
You know.
He was at the, what do you call it, the number, back number the other night.
Yeah.
And he is a little rock star.
He is.
People are like, whoa.
You know, and I really, you know, everybody comes from different backgrounds.
Right.
But you know, he's phenomenal for the rodeo world. I don't, you know, people, he's good for the business, and I embrace it.
Absolutely.
I wish him the best luck and hope he wins all the money, you know.
Because it brings in the next generation, and that's what we always have to be looking for.
We do. We always have to be, and that's my job, is finding the next generation. That's under my umbrella, is how to engage, you know, the next Rocker Steiner. And,
well, everybody's proud of, like, 75 years running rodeo, bucking on the river. But we want another 75. And it's ideas coming down from y'all and things that we have to come up with that brings the next 75 years.
Well, Steve, as you go in and you're talking right now, or you just mentioned that you need to find the next generation, our future generations, what's your formula? I mean, you've had to, like, think outside
the
box.
Because kids are not growing up on horses anymore. They're growing up on video games and computers and cell phones. So it's, you really have to figure out a way to engage them. And, you know, we do a lot of youth events. We do a lot of youth camps in this big cities, and try to just, if we're not creating superstars, we're creating fans. You know, fans are important too. Our fans are of a elderly generation. And it's, you know, I'm sad to say that we need young fans, to keep growing. You know, and I know Tom knows our ideals are only good for so long. You know, then we run stale, and there always needs to be a turnover. We know we're a short-lived group, and when we run out of ideals, it's time for somebody else to step up. I listen to everybody, and I come up with some ideals from people that are just simple conversations. I'm like, man, I like that. I'm going to steal that ideal. Not all of them work. You know, I give a lot of – we have a scholarship program where we pay entry fees for young kids, and we do a lot of things, a lot of camps, schools we get involved with. But it's just always thinking about the next way to
– How do we reach – how can you do that with the social media generation to reach out to them on a physical activity but have them be interested in wanting to watch, wanting to participate? Yeah, no,
you never know where the next Stetson Wright comes from.
No.
You know, he may be walking by us right now.
Right.
And we just got to capture
him. He may be in that stroller
very well can be.
If you're hearing the background noise, it's because we're starting to get a full, I guess it's a lobby in front of
the Prefer Pavilion. They have a lot of Christmas gifts in there.
And not only that, but you're saying, isn't there the bucking?
There's a bucking horse fraternity this morning.
Yeah.
I think it starts at 9, and that's where they buck 2 and 3 year old colts with dummies.
Just elect
not real people riders, and they auction them off as they go.
Oh, I was wondering, there's a sale going on.
Yes, and it goes on. There's a permit challenge later on where they have first year permit kids getting on.
Right.
And that's one of our ideals for growing the membership right here.
And it's been working. If I saw the statistics, the permits are going up. The
highest number in 14 years.
There you go.
And so.
Well, you know, now they can, you know, it's famous. You drive down the road 10,000 miles and you make $100. Now you drive down the road 10,000 miles, you make $150,000 bucks.
If you're a businessman, it's a business, and you got to treat it like a business. It's no longer just the old drunken activity for cowboys. You know, it's actually a business.
It is a business, and smart businessmen out there, and women.
Yes, there is, and college educated.
Well, you know, the other thing, and we only got a couple minutes, but the breakaway roping just exploded.
It has.
It seems like
it has. You know, it's just one of them things we didn't even realize what we were dealing with, and you know, I think there's, and I'm just guessing around 500 or 600 breakaway members that are entering these breakaway ropings, and they love it, and they have some real money they can rope at also now. You know?
Yeah,
and it's growing every day.
And you know, and so you're looking at rodeos because you know you're limited on time. You want to be able to do it. You know, so what? How do you run in another event in there?
It's always challenging, you know, for committees, but I think about 600 committees have figured it out. You know. You know, they love it. You know, they just like the sale of it with the women, you know, kind of showcasing their skills. So, you know, it's on fire. I mean, I wish we had another event we could think of that would draw that kind of crowd participation.
Well, Steve, we just got a couple minutes left. Your thoughts on the future of rodeo?
You know, we're here to stay. We are going to build this, you know, back to. You know, at one time, I think we had 10,000 members in the PRCA, and that's our goal, and we're on track to get that. So we're just going to continue to you know, straight ahead and working through this. Sponsors are there. So I think we're in a great position, a great starting position for us. And, you know, I think there's some exciting things coming in the near future.
I believe it. And again, we can't forget this is America's sport. This started here. And it's all, and how many rodeos are there?
There's 790 events.
Wow.
So, okay.
So rodeo 620.
620, 790 events. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Steve Knowles.
620 rodeos across?
No. 690 rodeos.
Oh.
790 events.
790
And that events. Counts like extreme bull ride,
okay,
extreme
okay.
bronc. So.
And a lot of those people are here right this week, these next 10 days in Las Vegas, to learn, to exhibit, to learn, to share in the passion and the thought and how to grow and make this make it stay.
Yeah, we want to grow it. And Steve Knowles is the director
Steve.
Of the rodeo administration, and he probably like to be sitting on a horse during the day, but they probably like you being in the office.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Carl and Linda.
Thank you
so much. And, again, I'd like to reiterate that there was, after the tragedy yesterday on the University of Nevada Las Vegas campus, it has had a huge impact on the national finals here into the either postponement or the first night was tonight, and that's not going to happen.
Correct. And we'll figure something out here shortly, and we'll keep everybody informed.
And that's in the honor of this,
absolutely.
Honor of what happened and for the tragedy that was suffered by the family, sir.
Yep.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break.
When the know when to fold up. Walk away and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here at South Point Hotel in Las Vegas. And Linda and I are here live at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. And it has been a ride, and I can tell you that. Today, 7 December, and I'd like to remind everybody there's going to be a memorial service over at the Pearl Harbor Monument over there at the county courthouse at 10 o'clock. You might want to check that time, but please go out to remember those who fell on December 7th, 1941. Today is going to be, actually, we do have the weather for Redding.
Yeah, it's going to be rainy, but right now we're so grateful to our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River, as we bring these live broadcasts. You're asking me to go from Wind River.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got it.
Broadcast from Las Vegas. We're going to have a Better Than Ever Redding Rodeo in 2024. Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River. Remember, next year, 2024 Redding Rodeo tickets are on sale December 13th. Get your tickets. Great Christmas presents. Get them now because you know how much it sells out, and that's what we're so excited to hear. Talk about the state of what's going on in rodeo and everybody that meets in Las Vegas that really bring the best acts. PRCA with our Hall of Fame that happens in Redding that happened last year for the very first time, and some of our new added attractions as well. And so we're happy to be here today. We have a very special guest with us.
Well, we started today with, as people know, there was a tragic shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. 3 innocent people killed. The shooter himself was killed by the campus security police. But it's caused reverberations all through, of course, the community and the school. The National Finals Rodeo is at the Thomas Mack Arena on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. And tonight's performance has been postponed. It's not going to happen. Tom Glaus, who was the CEO of the PRCA, was here this morning with all this going on. But he said, hey, it's going to be here, Carl Linda. And he was here. And then Steve Knowles, who was the director of the Alder Admin, was here with us also. And the decision about what to do has just not been made yet. I think they're meeting at 9 o'clock. But then Steve Stallworth is with us. And I didn't know if she was going to show up today either because of all the changes that are having to be made around here. And he's the arena general manager. So what is that, Steve?
Well, yeah, what is that? Good question there, Carl. And you're right. Our hearts go out to everyone. I'm a UNLV graduate.
You used to be the quarterback on that football team, didn't you?
Back in the day, sir. I didn't know you had all that information.
Hey.
And not only that, but I worked at UNLV in the Thomas Mack Center for 10 years. So those are still all of our friends over there and everything they're going through. Our hearts are just, are breaking for all of them and everything they're having to deal with. For us, a lot of late nights. I'm losing my voice here. We were up really, really late last night just trying to sort of look at all the different scenarios that would affect us, right? I mean, it's a ripple effect throughout the city.
Right.
We talked a lot about it's interesting how the conversations went, and we talked a lot about changing our schedules and doing some different things. And you know what? At the end of the day, we said to ourselves, let's just keep doing what we were doing, you know, and let's not change everybody's schedule around here. Let's don't, let's respect the sensitivity of what's going on, you know, in our city right now. So, you know, right now our plan is just to do what we had planned on doing, you know, and it's great. We're already seeing an influx of more people this morning, I think, that, you know, are going to be out in our city looking for things to do today. And, we welcome them here with open arms. So, as you mentioned, the team there from the PRCA and Las Vegas events is meeting this morning. So we'll kind of see what the game plan is after that.
Well, Steve, tell us a little bit, about the hotel.
And we're at South Point.
South Point, because we try to explain to people, no, this place is like for horse guys.
I mean, we took a tour when we first got here, and we were just amazed at the stalls. And
But how did the hotel come about?
How did we get here? Yeah. Great question. So I'll start with my story, Carl. So I was at the Thomas and Mack Center for 10 years. We just had a great run. You know, I started there in 1990 when UNLV Running Rebels won the national championship. And Jerry Tarkanian and the national finals, rodeo, you know, that era was just amazing. And we just had an incredible run. During that time, you know, the MGM Grand Garden opened in 1993, and then Mandalay Bay's arena opened in 1996. And anyway, I got a phone call from Michael Gaughan, who owns the property here, and he said, hey, I want to build an arena at the Orleans Hotel Casino, and I'd like you to come run it. And, you know, when you get that call from Michael Gaughan, you jump. And it was a great experience. We built the Orleans Arena, which is a beautiful venue. I don't know if you guys have been there or not. 9,000 seats. We had a minor league hockey team, arena football team, Disney on Ice, the circus, the Globetrotters.
Right.
Sort of all the things you might have at your, you know, your local arena. We were there about 2 or 3 years, and he said, I want to build an equestrian center at my new hotel, the South Coast. This was originally was called the South Coast. I looked at him, I said, sir, I don't even know what that means. I'm not even sure what an equestrian center is. But I will tell you this. The vision, honestly, for the equestrian center came from his wife. His wife, Paula, has been in the cutting horse business for years, since the 70s. Her daughter, Katie Gaughan, and her husband, Cookie Banuelos, are in the cutting horse business. He's a trainer. They own a ranch out here in Northwest Las Vegas where they train cutting horses. They raise and breed cutting horses. And, the original vision was to build the equestrian center at the Orleans. That footprint really was not a good fit for what needed to happen. So Mr. Gaughan was patient with that process, and, his vision was to build it here. And it's amazing how the process went, because I immediately started calling every equestrian association in America, every promoter, you know, anyone that I could think of in the industry that I had run across. We had done some equestrian events, some PRCA rodeos at the Orleans Arena. And almost all of them, Carl, said, bad idea. For what you guys want to do, this is not a good idea. Las Vegas is way too far from the central part of America to be able to get these large-scale equestrian events. It's way too hot. People aren't going to want to haul their horses, you know, across the country to come to Las Vegas. And there are way too many distractions in Vegas for a horse show. And, so of course I go back to Mr. Gaughan and I relay this information, and he says, well, I'm going to do it anyway, so you guys better figure it out. So, and that's sort of the genesis of how this started. But again, Mrs. Gaughan, Paula Gaughan, was really the visionary for this. She had traveled around the country with all these cutting horse events, and she had been to Fort Worth many, many times, and Oklahoma, and Scottsdale, and Tulsa, and, you know, all of these other equestrian facilities, and she saw the impact that it could have on a community. What I'm proud of here for our community is Mr. Gaughan built this arena and the Orleans Arena with his own money. This was not county subsidized or state subsidized, or this is not a partnership between any.
Not a bond that had to be floated.
No,
or
sir,
right.
None of that. Yeah. This was all done because of his passion, his wife's passion for our industry. And I can absolutely guarantee you that if any casino owner other than Michael Gaughan owned this property, our 650,000 square feet under roof would be a convention center, because financially, it doesn't make sense to use this much real estate for what we use it for, to be honest with you, here on Las Vegas Boulevard and I-15 and Yeah. You know, we have the most expensive horse trailer parking in America right here on I-15 and the Las Vegas Strip right outside our door. So really it's his passion and his love of the industry, his wife's love of the industry, his family's love. And we're just very blessed because not only has it impacted our property, but it's really impacted our city. You know, you look at an event, the World Series of Team Roping, 5,000 competitors will be here.
Here, we're talking about Saturday, here at Southport.
And
I understand more money is paid out at the team roping than at the finals.
That's right. They're expecting this year $16.5 million will be paid out from our little building here over 7 days, which, correct, is way more than the national finals rodeo.
Yeah.
And these are all amateurs, so that's really, really cool to watch, you know, that process play out. But we are also busy the rest of the year. So this year we will end up having about 46 weeks of equestrian events.
Wow.
When we built the property, we just started with the main arena, and we had a small concourse, and we just kind of kept growing and growing and growing. We expanded our concourse by another 50,000 square feet. We built two more arenas with the Prefert Pavilion. Several years ago, we built our outdoor Farnham Arena. We had to purchase more parking. As I said, Mr. Gaughan has the most expensive horse trailer parking in America.
Right across the road, Las Vegas Boulevard. Hey, Stevie, we have to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back. I could go on forever.
When we come back, let's talk numbers about how many horses actually can be downstairs.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Okay, we're going to say to our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, where you can rodeo at night and go to the lake on the day. Come explore Lake Shasta with your crew. A Holiday Harbor Resort Marina offers adventures complete with fun-filled, family-friendly recreation and exciting scenes at every turn. So when you're going to the rodeo at nighttime, enjoy Lake Shasta, the beautiful two. How many miles of
360
miles of lakeshore. If you've not been to Lake Shasta, come on up to Redding. It's absolutely
breathtaking. We'll get you out in the lakes.
At the right by Mount Shasta. We'll be right back after these messages.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixins. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the massive studios that we have at the South Point Hotel here in Las Vegas. And we are here for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. And we're with the Reading Rodeo Association, of course, and here with the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And this morning we've had Tom Glaus, who is the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, Steve Knowles, who's their director of administration, and now we are with Steve Stallworth, who is the South Point Arena General Manager. Now, you say to yourself, well, arena, well, it's not just an arena. You've got three arenas that we know of, and now, and you have how many horses can you all keep?
Well, I tell people it's 1,200. So I tell people we have 1,200 stalls, but it's actually 1,147 permanent stalls downstairs.
Oh.
But during the World Series of Team Roping, we will bring in another almost 2,200 temporary stalls.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, so we'll have about 3,400 or so stalls on our property for the World Series of Team Roping. And we still know there are another probably 500 or 600 horses that will be here for this competition that are somewhere else in the city. We've created a little cottage industry within a couple miles radius of us of anyone that has 4 or 6 stalls in their backyard. It's fascinating. Yeah, because we do so many events. Like I said, we do about 46 weeks of events that there are a lot of people that want to come a little early, stay a little later.
Sure.
And unfortunately, we don't board and we can't house them. So, like I said, there's a little cottage industry around us that that folks have learned to use over the years. So it's kind of cool.
Here's my big question. Did you say there's like how many horses are in here? 3,500?
About that, 35. Probably. Yep.
Where does all the manure go?
Yeah, that's a great question.
That's a job.
That's because we have a horse, and I mean, we are constantly moving it for a couple of horses.
Yes, we are very well. I will tell you, we're proud of that operation that we have as well. The cow manure is recycled through a local nursery company here in town called Star Nursery, who's a big sponsor of ours, and they reuse that and everything else. And then the actual horse shavings and all of that waste goes to a facility in Pahrump, Nevada, which is about 45 minutes away, and they compost that and use that for fertilizer for mostly date trees and you know, citrus trees and some of that kind of stuff.
You got little poop movers everywhere around here.
Absolutely. It's actually one of our biggest expenses, to be honest with you, is clean up and waste removal and those kind
and
of things.
We were down there the other day, and it's absolutely spotless. You could eat off the decks there.
Great. If the casino sees one fly, I get a phone call. So we have to keep that thing as clean as we can, as you can imagine.
I was impressed with the rooms here, too, because they don't have carpet in the rooms, and that makes sense because for the cowboys going in and out of whatever the arena is. And I've also discovered, we discovered, that this is a non-union hotel, and which means for me that the people that are here want to work hard, and they're here because they love it. That's the energy that permeates in this building.
Yes, no doubt. And Mr. Gaughan pays union wages as well. So there's no, you know, there's no appetite for our employees to worry about that. But, and we talked about it off air, you guys. Michael Gaughan is just a legend. He's an icon in our industry. He just turned 80 years old. He's here every single day, 7 days a week. He just loves the business, and he treats his employees amazingly well. If you ask anybody who they work for, they won't say the South Point. They'll say Michael Gaughan. I've been with him 23 years, and I'm one of the new guys. I really am. I still feel like I'm new here. We have several employees that have been with him literally 50 years or more. Our purchasing director, Pike, is our longest employee, and I think he's been with Michael 55 years now, starting way back to his first casino, the Royal Inn, way back in the 70s.
Wow.
So, yeah, Mr. Gaughan has been at this game a long time, and we're blessed to have him.
Yesterday when we were having breakfast, our server, and I'm sorry I didn't get her name, such a pleasant lady, and she was talking about the fact, I said, how long have you been here? She said, 18 years. And she said, I work for Michael. She said, Michael.
Yeah.
That's what she said. I work for Michael.
Over at New Orleans, and he asked me to come over here. So when Michael said, come on over, of course I'm here. I thought, oh, my gosh. It's just so nice.
He must be an incredible man.
Yeah. Like you, people have just said the most nice, the nicest complimentary things behind your back. And that's something that we feel really good about this week.
Oh, that's great.
That everybody's on this mission to make things better.
We've only got about 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
The PRCA has their convention here at South Point. Most everybody stays here, and it just seems to be running seamlessly. And you've got so many rooms. What other big groups do you have come through here?
Yeah, sure. No, I appreciate you asking, Carl, because, you know, we were talking a little bit off air as well.
Yeah.
We don't do a lot of rodeo-type events because really our mission here, I wake up every day trying to book events that will fill a lot of hotel rooms.
Right.
We have many of those throughout the year. We do two sold-out barrel horse events. National Barrel Horse Association comes here. We have another big barrel race in on Labor Day weekend. Fills every stall immediately. We do the Run for a Million, which is our big event with Taylor Sheridan. That's his event that he produces, created, and we sell that event out in 5 minutes of going on sale. You know, you mentioned the hotel for this week. We don't even go on sale to the public, Carl. We just rebook our guests that have been with us all of these years. We do a dozen breed shows. We just finished last week an Olympic qualifier horse jumping event. So we do all disciplines.
Oh, okay.
But we are mostly home for Western lifestyle events and quarter horse shows. We love performance horse events. We do three cutting horse events. We do two big National Rank Cow Horse Association events, team roping, barrel racing. And we're very careful to not do too many of the same things throughout the year. For instance, we could do team roping every week here if we wanted. But we do the World Series of Team Roping, and then we do a qualifier in the spring. So, Carl, I would be remiss if I didn't say hi to a lot of our friends out in your area, Red Bluff, Redding, Chico, and Joe Bumgarner, who runs all of our back-of-the-house operations, is a PBR Hall of Famer, PRCA Hall of Famer from Red Bluff. Donnie Kish, one of the most famous stock contractors of all time in the bull business, John Growney.
John's going to be on tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. So we just have so many friends up in your area, and we just thank you guys for being here, and we appreciate all those folks from up there that come visit us throughout the year. So thank you guys.
Well,
we so much appreciate the hospitality, Steve, you and your people, and Mike. I guess we can say Mike now.
There you go.
And helping us with how we're, you know, setting up and all that. I mean, we're not NBC. But we are rodeo.
That's right. Well, we're proud to have you guys here, and we thank you for being here.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for making this program possible today. today is our title sponsor, Wind River Resort Casino and Shasta Regional Medical Center, as well as Holiday Harbor, as well as Redding Rancheria. Thank you so much for sponsoring these programs. As we're here with KCNR and Free Fire Radio on our morning broadcast with Carl and Linda Bott, we're signing off for today. We'll be here tomorrow, 7 a.m.
God bless America.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.